Alrighty.
Yeah, it is go time.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Should we start with a little bit of gratitude?
I would love it.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. I'm grateful that when we made a plan to get stuff done, we actually have been sticking to the plan and getting it done. I'm grateful that we made this commitment, even though we're burnt out, we're still here. And look, we're still laughing. I'm grateful for another day to get better at what I'm doing. I'm grateful for another day to inspire people. I'm grateful for my hairdresser, Rachel. Thank you so much for the color and cut. Okay, John.
I'm grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged. We're Stephanie and John Ignafo. And we started Plantspiration to help people go plant-based, reverse their disease, really cut down on killing all the damn animals and helping out the planet at the same time.
That's right. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and breaking free of the diet culture. Now we're making a global movement using lifestyle medicine, whole food, plant-based nutrition, and real life coaching to prevent, reverse, and treat disease. But in here, we're getting unplugged. Yeah. We're getting real. And this really was a week. And first of all, take a deep breath because we made it. This is work. Coming in here and putting this together and thinking about it. We said we wanted to do a podcast, and holy heck, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. But this is episode 35. We just are getting started. It's blowing up. And I think that put a little bit of pressure on us to, again, you know, we want to have a good podcast. We want to learn from what we've been doing. We want to move forward and make better content or good content. So it was a little work getting in here today.
Yeah, it was.
How do you feel about it, though?
I have plenty of notes, so I think everything should be fine.
Well, it was a topic that I think needed to be talked about because think about this. What age, and I'm asking you, the viewers, and I'm asking you, John, think about this for a second before we get into our week of holy flipping kale. What age did you first hear the word diet?
I don't know. I was a kid. You know, I remember my mom, you know, it was Weight Watchers probably was
same.
The first thing.
Same.
That I remember.
I was like, diets. That's just kind of it. I mean, for many people, was it a magazine? Was it a parent? Was it a coach? Did you hear it in the lunchroom at school? I mean, because I know it was starting early, the whole not eating, you know, or feeling bad, or, you know, just in gym. Okay, I'm just going to bring this up, and we didn't talk about this. Do you even... In gym, I'll never forget getting that like thing they pinch the fat on your back.
The fat pliers.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What the heck were they doing? And then they would like yell it out loud. We got a big one. Whoa. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Immediate shame.
It was.
Immediate shame.
Yeah, we'll get into why they do that.
And then go to lunch and have pizza.
Oh, sure.
So ridiculous. So anyway... How is your, it is ridiculous.
It is.
How and I think a lot of people can relate. So that's why I want to talk about it. How was your week this week, by the way?
It was good. There was a lot going on. It was a good week. It was a good week.
There is a lot going on over here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're honestly like, give me some. I'm like this. Give me some.
Yeah, like reach out on there.
It's just... We're doing it, and I think this is going to bring good content on top of it because there's a little pressure and there's a little stress with the amount of work and then the work we're doing on the house and making sure we stick to the plan and do what we're doing. One of the things we got done this week, and thank you, was getting everything for the International Conference of Nutrition Medicine.
Yep.
That's just 6 weeks away, and are you excited?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I mean... It's just a good time to fly off and learn more stuff to help help people with transitioning and going plant-based and really turning their life around and really digging it.
The science.
Feeling good.
It's empowering when I go. I mean, it's a room full of amazing, we have an amazing lineup this year. I actually have the lineup, of course, International Conference of Nutrition and Medicine is put together by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. It is one of the largest, if the largest, conference of nutrition and medicine. It's really incredible. We get to hang out with our colleagues. We get to hear the latest research from the doctors themselves. Yep. And it's always so enlightening and empowering to hear. I can't think of a better word right now. I just think of every time we hear a doctor stand up and start their speech, it always begins with, they didn't teach us this in medical school.
Yeah, right.
They didn't teach us this in medical school. And I'm not saying John and I are high-fiving each other in the, you know, while we're listening to this, but inside it's like we're just so grateful to get this information back to you guys so we can keep talking about, you know, why we built Plantspiration, why we're in here talking about it still when we're supposed to be unplugged. But this diet affected our life so much it got us sick, and we're so excited to be able to bring the information and the tools to people to help, you know, get it undone. But
heck yeah. I mean, before we go deep, I think we should just pause and say we're so proud of this community.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
What everybody's doing.
They're crushing
it. We're getting texts like, that's what got us like ramped up again.
Well, yeah.
So we get a text, we're like, hey, just to let you guys know, I'm down 23 pounds since I've been with you guys, you know, and I'm down 40 pounds and I just can't believe I'm doing this so well. And man, this is every day why I keep on going, why we are doing what we're doing, why we're in here talking about what's our life like outside of work. It's been hard to not work this weekend.
Well, yeah.
That's a big thing. Like, let's talk about that. It's been hard to not, was I supposed to not work or did I like intend, we had a lot of work to do on the house.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, we're in the process of getting stuff built.
And look at this work I did over here, you guys.
Painted and, well, yeah, we did a bunch of potting.
I have.
So we brought all those plants in here.
So
they're safe.
I wasn't really taking good care of the plants in the house. I've been so busy doing eating them that I wasn't really taking care of them. And I didn't, you know, transfer them properly. I didn't have the right information. I was just going on, hey, I'm just going to do this. So this time I really looked into it. I made sure I was doing everything right. And I had a tremendous amount of transplanting. I had pups and I needed to keep going. That? And I can't just, I know we do sit and do nothing. Don't get me wrong. We were in bed, I think, on Friday night, like at 5 o'clock. It was like, we're done.
I think that was you. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, was it? We were both up there.
Yeah, we did a lot of riding.
I put in
some miles.
I am up to like 19,565 miles.
Nice.
On my Runkeeper.
Nice.
And you and I, we just did
100 in the last week.
100 in the last week we just rolled. So we are,
60 in the last few days.
We didn't do it today. But this is a marathon workout right here, just getting it together with everything and just saying, let's just get in there and do this because I think it's relatable. How was your week? Oh, yeah. Back to the, I want to thank everybody for being here at Plantspiration. Mm-hmm. All of you guys listening, all of you guys coming in for Saturday support group. It's what we woke up kind of talking about, this diet culture and how so many, us included, probably most of the listeners at one point thought, well, if I just lost 10 pounds, I'd feel better.
Yeah.
Or I'm up a pound or two, I'm going to just skip a meal.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean,
that seems normal.
That's diet culture.
Yeah.
Nobody's waking up going, I'm going to thrive today. I can't wait to get those greens in and load up on that fiber and feel fueled up and get some activity in and get some movement. This is what I mean. It was like an entire shift in life.
Completely.
It's a lot to see everybody doing it and doing it well. And then to hear that one gal's found a lifestyle medicine doctor.
Yeah.
It's like the lights went on for so many people because it is confusing with all the different
health models. Yep.
I mean, we were, and that is part of diet culture. They're all still funded and by making money and running tests and doing all this stuff. So it can be really overwhelming. And I'm sure people right now are thinking, what kind of doctor do I have?
Yeah.
What is going on? How did I get here? I mean, we've been there.
That's the system. I mean, it's just, it's a symptom system just to keep you feeling good, dealing with what you're dealing with, you know.
That is not like really what's wrong with it.
not like, hey, what's causing it? Let's fix that. Instead of, here, take this so that doesn't bother you.
We're going to go big into that today because it affects everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last week we talked about the standard American diet. It is the biggest scam. I mean, by the way, it's a week later and it's still the biggest scam.
Yep, still.
It still is. It's designed to keep people sick, stuck, and sedated. Yeah, and honestly, diet culture is the same thing. If the diets worked, we wouldn't have an obesity epidemic, and chronic disease is through the roof. It's worse than ever.
Well, it's because the food sucks. So that, like, this is the system behind the system. Oh, the diet culture. Here, you need to, let's do this, let's do that, let's take supplements, let's do all this other stuff.
That's what I mean. Like, so when did you first start thinking, like, look, we were Jack and Flintstone vitamins like they were candy. I mean, that is a diet culture.
Yeah.
This is what's going to make you feel better. The quick fix, you know.
You can't get all that from food. So
they should have been just teaching people how to actually give your kids more fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, that would have
and
been
maybe
better.
Don't cook like crap. I mean,
yeah.
My mom was great at cooking. Like that, when she cooked, we actually ate it and we ate vegetables and we did that. But like many, everybody was on. I remember them being on diets from the beginning. Like said, Weight Watchers. It was right away. You know, and it just seemed like there was a hack for everything. Like, we'll take the bun off of this burger and that'll be better us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I take the middle bun out of a Big Mac, then I'm, you know, that's 1/3 less of the carbs.
So, I mean, come on, I need to know, is this relatable to people? Because I find it hard to believe if somebody out there is like, you know what, never thought about a diet in my life.
Come on. I think just right from the beginning, that word just means like what you eat. That's what you eat. That's your diet.
Well, think about this. It starts with the words D-I-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what the hell is that?
I don't know.
And what I'm telling everybody in here all the time, at Plantspiration, all I do is say, this isn't a diet, it's a lifestyle. This isn't a diet, it's a lifestyle. And I want that to click.
Yep.
Because when it clicked for us, or for me at least, I don't know when it clicked for you, everything changed. It started off as a diet. It's how we came in here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I was a professional dieter. First of all, let's take that.
I was a semi-pro. I was the plus one at Weight Watchers.
I forgot how I used to introduce myself as I was a professional dieter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew diets.
Semi-pro.
I was. I mean, when I met you, we were still, you didn't know. You were sick. We were already a mess in our 20s.
Well, sure.
But it was slim fast right out the gate. We were down in the slim fast. You know what I mean? You're drinking Miller Lite, not you, but, you know, the light. Well, that's when it started coming in, that light stuff.
Like, oh, yeah, Well, there's only 96 calories in our bottle of beer.
See?
Well, wow, that's healthy or something? Or, I don't know.
What is?
I don't know.
Diet culture.
It's ridiculous. I can tell you, I do have notes from, like, I was kind of tracking back through history.
Well, people are talking about this all the time, diet culture. And what does it really mean is what I wanted to look into. Like, what does it really mean? You know, it glorifies thinness over health. And I mean, I think everybody can relate to that. If you're thin, that is your healthy, you're dieting, you're doing it right. You know, you're, I mean, we hear people say, I was there, smoking cigarettes, starving yourself all day, drinking coffee. That's not healthy.
No.
Nobody's selling that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It glorifies thinness over health, happiness, and vitality.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. If I could just lose a couple pounds, then I'd go. You know, I'll feel better.
Right.
Oh, God.
You've missed a lot of things.
I've missed a lot of life because of all the diets and all the disappointment and all the shame and all the failure that comes with it. It's all it is just shaming you into, you know, oh, that didn't work. Let me starve myself for another week and let me work out twice in one day. And, you know, and then we wonder how everybody has gotten so damn sick if we've got all these diets.
Yeah. I mean, I should lose. If I work out twice in one day and skip a meal, I should really lose weight then?
It's a whole system. It's a whole system. I mean, let me just ask you this. Let's think of some other stuff. So there was Jenny Craig. Was Diet Center. There was Deal a Meal, which I actually loved. And remember Richard Simmons wrote me back right before he died?
Yeah.
The greatest moment of my life. He was an inspiration. To me, it was more about getting the movement in, the good foods in, the positive attitudes in. He was more my vibe. That's why he was always an inspiration to me.
Yeah, he was just always, go time. Like
a go-getter.
Yeah, yeah.
I lost track of what I was saying.
He was really inspirational.
He was. I like him. Now, where was I? I totally forgot. We were talking about diet culture.
It's the diet culture.
What it is. And everybody, all the diets that we were into.
Yeah.
It was never ending. It ended, and this started off as another diet. I was like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah, this was next.
Yeah, this was just next. But once I lost that first, we all lost weight and we all started feeling better, immediately bringing in juices, immediately bringing in whole food, plant-based. And it took a few weeks for it to click that I'm not going back to that. But we went 100%. That was the other thing.
Well, yeah, we did. I mean, it was just after a few days. I was like, oh, wow, I feel pretty good. And then after the first week, I was like, yeah, I could do another week. And then I'm feeling better and better and better. And I'm like, I don't have to worry about week three. This is just how I'm going to be.
And when do you think that, like, it stopped for us? When we were like, wait a minute, this just isn't a diet anymore. We're just living this life. Like, we weren't going into the store and negotiating potato chips or junk foods or, like, it stopped.
I was going in the store like, where's the kale?
It was that crazy where we were really getting into it. And I mean, and think about it this way, diet culture isn't just a fad or a phase. It's a multi-billion dollar machine that profits from shame. It preys on your self-worth and it disguises itself as health. I mean, nobody is getting healthy on these diets and this is what's going on. And it's affecting people's lives. It's affecting their health. It's affecting the people around them, you know, and it's, I'm going to do a keto and I'm going to do this. And where is it getting everybody? And why is it so hard for everybody to recognize this approach is actually going to treat it and get to the root cause of it?
Because most people aren't even aware of it, maybe. Also, that's just how it works. I mean, you go on a diet and you eat differently or you do something different for a while. Oh, wow. Your body's like, oh, okay. I'm going to lose some weight. And then you stop doing it and then you gain the weight back. Well, how come? Because you didn't learn how to eat.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what it is.
Nobody's really learning. I mean, not to mention this week we're doing a class on gut health and the gut biome and the magic of, you know, what goes on in there. And it does, that's very relatable, and why we talk about it and why we teach it is because if everybody was getting all those fibers and all those nutrients, and the evidence and the science is there, of course, this is why we're talking about what we're doing. We realize this wasn't about cutting back or restricting. Yeah. There's no way we could be doing everything we were doing if we were dieting. We're nourishing. This is about getting the fibers in. It's about getting the whole foods in. You know, and people are still, even though they're in here and they're hearing people talking about all the food that they're eating and all the greatness that they're feeling, it's unfortunate, but we can relate that some people are still thinking, in order to lose weight, I've got to cut calories.
You got to cut it down, yep.
And right now, I can't see if you raise your hand, but I would ask you, like, are you thinking about those calories? You know, are you cutting them back? Because that's exactly how people stay sick. Nutrient deficiency is the leading cause of all these metabolic diseases.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's that cycle of there's no money in getting people healthy and off of these medications and these tests and all this stuff that is set up by all the different health models that are out there.
There's a lot. I wasn't even aware of that until we...
Tremendous.
Looked at it a little bit closer.
And we could go over that.
But where did the diet culture come from?
Where do you guys think the diet culture...
We're going to go back in history and really look at it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, really.
Oh, is this what your notes are?
In the early 1900s.
Here we go, you guys. He's coming prepared.
In the early 1900s, all of a sudden, It was like thin was with rich, with, you know, rich people. They were thin. They were, ooh, they were healthy. They were all puffing up their chest like they're all badasses. But wow. In the 1800s, late 1800s, plumpness was a sign of wealth because, really? You know, you're eating good and, yeah, you got a little meat on your bones. You're chunky. You're doing good. You're living large.
I was rich.
Where do you think living large came from?
Seriously. So that was...
You were, yeah, you looked healthy because you were eating enough.
I could
You weren't
see that.
Famished. You weren't, you know...
Well, it was...
I mean, that was way back, you know, like nights and... All that nastiness.
Well, I mean, just think about when we were kids, there was always a relative that would see you as being heavy and be like, oh, he's, you know, he's a healthy kid. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We just would say stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I was a healthy kid too.
I was super healthy and I was super rich.
Yeah. I was like rich.
I was a millionaire. Like, that's how rich I was.
I was a million scare because... Yeah, I remember the jeans I got. They were called Huskies.
That's it.
Yeah.
I remember you mentioning
like,
that.
Isn't like, that a dog? What the frick?
But it's like, imagine how a kid feels wearing those.
I know.
Huskies.
It's crazy. So the 1900s, you're like, thin is rich. Well, by 1920 to the 40s, ads started coming out where they're really selling and pushing the body shaming. You know, early advertising, early radio and all this stuff. I mean, really, all they're...
Here we go.
Trying to sell you potions and lotions and pills and stuff. And
this makes sense.
They could profit off making women and men feel less than. So you buy our product, you buy one of these, and you're going to look great.
That's how it starts.
That's how it was.
That's how it seriously started.
Well, it started way earlier than that, really, with these guys running around at the end of the 1800s to the night, early on wagons, where somebody would go to a town, you know, their partner, whatever, go to a town ahead of them, you know, and be there a couple days or a day or whatever. Then this guy would come into town with his on his buggy, on his bringing his little trailer.
He's literally like,
I'm horsing it in with a trailer.
Oh, sorry.
You know, with the little, what's that, wagon?
Wagons, yeah.
Not like a covered one, but just the box kind.
Uh-huh.
It's like the old box truck. They'd roll in with their lotions and potions.
Like pre-pharmaceutical?
Come on in and buy this. This is, yeah. This is way earlier.
This is snake oil.
Yeah.
Really? This is how it started.
This is. Because then they'd be like, yeah, and you know, with just a little bit of this, you're going to feel great. And this guy be in the back of the crowd, hey, I took that stuff. I feel fantastic. And this guy, how does he know this guy? You know, he's been there for a couple of days. Da-da-da-da-da. And,
so
you know,
it begins.
And so it begins. After a couple few days, they sell out and roll out of town. His buddy, hey, pick me up.
See what I mean?
Head on to the next one.
So. It's easy to not think about that stuff because it's not like you wake up every day and be like, how did this all begin? The dinosaurs were here and next thing you know, we got snake oil. It's not, I mean, it's just the awareness of how did this start that we've gotten so off track with nutrition being the fundamental part of longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Real nutrition, not biohacked, diets, not this, if we count this or... You know, take this, it will work. If it was working, we wouldn't be the sickest country. Look at the
terrible
obesity epidemic and it's to nobody's fault, is what I want to say to our grandparents and then to our parents and then to what our kids saw. I mean, we hear of a lot of people, us included, realizing we made a pretty negative effect on health and diet. Raising our kids.
Oh, God, yeah.
Terrible. I get an F.
Well, we're just following...
But I mean, I wanted to
say... What we're supposed to do, we just didn't realize the people before us didn't know what they were doing.
I didn't realize how much this affected our kids.
Right.
Bringing this diet mentality in.
Yep.
It absolutely did. And...
It started early. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
From the 50s to the 70s was the rise of the weight loss industry. And by 1963, Weight Watchers came out.
63.
Yep.
And do you know how she started, by the way? I know this story because I loved the form. And that is something that I built Plantspiration around was some of that model.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the get-togethers. It was very important, the accountability and stuff like that. So Jean was her name, actually, from Weight mm-hmm. Watchers. And this was how I started my, when I had to sit down and plan on how I was going to do it. And I blocked out time, by the way, on how I was going to build my business. Mm-hmm. It actually involved doing a little research that I was hesitant to do because it actually took work.
Yeah.
Am I going off track? Or are you thinking ahead?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I like him.
So Jean, she lost weight by counting calories. Cutting calories, and the neighbors noticed. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sound familiar? Yeah. So the neighbors noticed, and she started showing them the way, and then she started having meetings right in her house.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. She started having meetings, and I believe she came up with like a menu plan, and she started selling them something like a quarter or 50 cents, and then it started. Where it just started growing bigger and bigger. She started mm-hmm. creating levels. You know, they've lost the weight. They've become now a representative of it. And yeah. this is how it started. And this is exactly where I'm going with it. But anyway, yeah, it started with that. And that's what I remember growing up to as Weight Watchers. And it was always my default, but it costed a little money to go.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Sure. You know what I mean?
And then if you don't go or you drop off for a while and then yeah. you go and you got like that booster fee and or whatever, right?
Well, and then what I love, yeah, there was. It was like you had to pay like a re-sign up fee or something like, yeah, and yeah. we don't have that, by the way.
No.
And also, I loved it because you could check in everywhere. You know, I would go visit somebody and I would be like, oh, let me look for my local Weight Watchers. And it was, you know, in 2000, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but then I was like going to different towns because I was so embarrassed about going to the same place over and over again. And I have a stack of Weight Watchers cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they never went under, should I say the number? Does it matter?
Go ahead.
It never went under 189. That was my lowest of my lowest. Like when I was 189 and I'm 5'2",
You're like checking out then. I'm out.
I was like, I'm so good. I'm good. So healthy.
Yeah.
I'm so healthy. On my blood pressure pills, going to the doctor every week and trying to ask them what is actually wrong with me that I'm so miserable
mm-hmm.
and I'm hurting.
Why do I hurt?
And I'm blowing mud and I have pancreatitis, for goodness sakes, and irritable bowel syndrome, and I'm bone on bone on my knees. And like, what the holy heck did those diets do for our health?
Not much.
They didn't do a damn thing.
It's still the same stuff. I mean, here, have some mud water in the morning, skip breakfast, and skip a lunch. Have a glass of Metamucil.
People are still thinking.
Take your multivitamin. Yeah. Don't forget that, you know.
I saw somebody post the other day, this stuff is so hard to put down, but it's all for the health, you know, so that we... I forgot what the product was, but it was a post that just said, this is making me sick to try to put down, but it's, you know, supposed to help. But the product that
she What's was wrong with potatoes and beans and stuff?
Exactly.
It was just some weird supplement.
It was another supplement that somebody's trying to put down and possibly trying to sell, you know, no judgment. Like that makes money. Like I get it. It's part of it, but that's not really getting healthy. That's just a hack to the inevitable, which is the way to help our skin, okay, the way to produce collagen, the way to have elasticity, to get rid of wrinkles, to talk about telomeres, to repair your true gut health, which is directly caused to our health, our happiness, our longevity. The only way to do that, ever scientifically proven, evidence-based, is through eating a low-fat, whole-food, plant-based
For sure.
Lifestyle.
It's not SlimFast or Atkins or...
It's none of those things.
I mean, they made billions off people that... customers that come back. And they're like blaming themselves that like they've regained the weight and stuff like...
Well, Weight Watchers.
Nobody
knows. It was always, you were doing it wrong.
Nobody knows how to eat.
Well, you were doing it wrong, they would say. You went over your flex points. You know, you... Mm-hmm. Hey... nobody there was flex teaching points. Anybody.
I need fuel in my tank to get like through my day.
And I was eating like flex points in Lay's light Olean potato chips.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those are baked, not fried, so they must be healthy.
Oh well, that's what they said. You know, healthy. But when you really think about all the money that's put into it and all the marketing that's put into it and all, you know, even like I said, the health models that are invested so much in the money aspect of it, I didn't know. You know, we were going to, was it a naturopath or something like that?
Oh, it was, yeah, he was a freaking...
I mean, I'll give him this. He is the one that diagnosed your autoimmune.
Yeah, but... I can't, functional medicine.
I think he was functional. And it was like...
Because it was Supplement City.
I left there and it was always $200-$300 in supplements and supplements and supplements. And then I was sitting with a dietitian in there, by the way, who
She was guessing.
She was, how do I say this? Like, I never want to say it, but she shouldn't have been giving me health advice.
No.
She shouldn't have been giving me health advice. So every time she was telling me to eat my lean turkey and, you know, making me feel like I'd done something horribly wrong, I'm facing somebody who also looks like they've been doing something horribly wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was messing me up while I was doing it. But the different health models, it's so confusing for people. And then they don't realize that lifestyle medicine has actually been around and it is a health model in itself.
Seriously.
And it can be overwhelming.
It's been around like since the 70s, but it's just been buried under bacon ads and
yeah, that's a really
medicine
great way to put
commercials.
It. Because this is, it wasn't, how do I explain this? Like, we took philosophy, you know, let food be thy medicine. It has been around forever. And Edison is the one that said, you know, the future doctor will prescribe pills. I mean, that is the truth. He said something like the future doctor will, you know, treat patients with food and lifestyle and stuff like that. But
yeah,
look at it's even embedded in my head. The future doctor just keeps prescribing pills.
Well, until it changes in the schools.
The medical schools.
Mm-hmm.
They're really trying.
They're
really working on it. Getting, you know, the evidence is out. I mean, there's nothing
it's going
to
take
to
a while
say about
though.
It.
I mean, like you said, lifestyle medicine with Dr. Dean Horner, you know, from the 70s when he really started it up. And then it wasn't really accepted into medical field until like 2004. Like that, it's like over three decades just trying to bury that. Shh, quiet that down about the plants and healing. Shh.
Well, I want to remember two things to say.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in hospitals asking to do the nutrition education and cooking classes, and I get told no thanks. Like that doesn't align with us.
Yeah, it doesn't align with our money model.
It doesn't align with the money part of it, because this is actually going in and teaching people how to reverse disease, and they didn't like the wording of it, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And it wasn't aligned. And let me go a little bit deeper on this. And we didn't bring this up, but remember when I went with Christine, our secretary, and I met with hospital staff in the cafeteria so that we could try to think about some options for healthier versions. But the bottom line was, and it still is shocking. The bottom line was this makes money to put all these cookies and all these potato chips right at the front at the checkout of all the hospital because this is how they make their money. They make their money doing this. So they put all those potato chips and the candy and the cookies all up in the front and the bananas, the four freaking yellow green ones that aren't even ripe, don't make any money. Now, you know how much money people make off of organ donors?
I really don't. I have never.
Billions.
Check that box.
So if something happens and you give your organs away, which is amazing and of course wonderful, beautiful, the hospital makes so much money off of that alone. And like people are struggling to pay for, you know, the funeral expenses, the hospital bills, but take the organs, they get all this money, you know, like as if they need the potato chips in there to make them any more money.
Yeah. No, man, come on.
See where I'm going with this?
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I want people to realize this, what we're doing and why we are so committed to Plantspiration and our mission to educate, motivate, and inspire. And we started this nonprofit. It's because this is not the stuff they're talking about. This is not the stuff doctors are being taught about. You know, we are surrounded by a diet culture and a sick care industry that encompasses everybody's pockets, not their health.
That's right.
And I want to get people to understand lifestyle medicine, like John has said, has been around since the 70s. And thank you to Dean Ornish, who has been a huge mentor to us, me. I became a lifestyle medicine coach with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine because when I learned about this, I was like, oh, there's... I started off just talking about the food and plant-based and plants.
I'm going to need a bigger megaphone.
I'm going to need more to this because what had happened is we were doing this lifestyle medicine stuff, and then I realized it was a thing.
Yeah. It was like, oh, wow, they actually call what we're doing something?
Well, I knew that meditation was something evidence-based and powerful. You know, I was getting some of the information. You know, and this the therapy I was doing way back in the day, she was talking about meditation and yoga and stuff like this, and I was immediately like, that's ridiculous. What is that going to do for me? So it was introduced to me, but I shut it down because my doctor didn't tell me about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing commercials about it. They weren't selling it at the checkout line. There was none of that. It was diet magazines, how to lose weight in 40 days. We were on the diet magazine. We were on Women's World diet.
Up by the checkout.
Yeah, we were part of it.
And then the next rack has all the candy and the chips and the BS.
Speaking of which, let's talk about that for a second. So listen to this, you guys. We're out looking for pots for the mistake I made.
Oh, yeah. Got a plant.
We had pups, okay? I have about 5,000 succulents that I just let overgrow in a ton of pots in my house, and I didn't have time. So we're out, and it started with, I'm just going to go get some dirt.
Yeah.
And then at the dirt store, they were out of pots, and I just needed these little terracotta pots. Like, why the hell was this so hard to find?
I don't know. Well, without painting an arm and a leg.
Jeez. So we started off at Walmart. We went out to Farm and Fleet, which... I was like, we're for sure going to have 100.
Let's not skip Home Depot in between.
Home Depot. It was like there were either they were $10 for a 4-inch pot.
Yeah.
Or they were completely sold out when we drove all the way out to Farm and Fleet, which I felt bad that we did, but.
Well, I found some we could buy and get a deal on, so it wasn't fully wasted trip.
We were starving.
Yeah.
So, and that wasn't intentional. We didn't mean to go from across the street to down
to a half hour away.
And we don't do fast food places. So, by the way, we don't do that. We don't, we just don't do that anymore. I'm not going to be part of that. I plan usually. I'm going to stop at the grocery store.
Yeah. But I wasn't going to stop at a grocery store, muddle around in there 15, 20 minutes. I'm just going to drive and get home. But, well, while we're at Farm and Fleet, hey, let's grab a couple waters, maybe grab
some pistachios.
Something, if there's something up there we can eat.
We'll hold something quick. We know it's natural. It's probably the closest thing. And I grab this pack of sunflower seeds, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I immediately look for the grams of fat, the oil that's in it, you know. And then I flip over this package. And let me just explain a little bit and some nutrition education here.
Here we go.
So typically, in order, you know, according to science and, you know, what I teach is we want to keep our fat grams a day between 20 and 30 grams a day average for people. 20 to 30 grams of fat a day is where we should keep it. And within those 20 to 30 grams, we should, of course, be getting all those wonderful healthy fats, you know, a couple tablespoons of flax seeds, seeds, nuts, stuff like that. And it's very easy on a standard American diet to see why people are trying to cut calories. Because fat grams are so atrocious in everything you look. For example, this was maybe a 1-ounce bag.
It was small,
33 grams of fat. That's more than I eat in a day. And let me just explain this to you. How many calories do you see me eat in a day?
A lot, like a couple thousand. I mean, you're
over 2,000 calories. We're eating over 2,000 calories a day. But we're keeping those fats way within 20 to 30 unintentionally. Like, we're just eating all day, you guys. This is what I mean about the diet. We're eating because we're hungry. We're eating because our check engine light is going on and saying, hey, you need something. We're not ignoring those hunger cues like diet culture.
No.
Thinking, well, if we're starving, that means we're losing weight.
Yeah, that's totally wrong.
That was my whole life.
That's your fuel gauge. Hey, I need more so I can burn even more.
33 grams of fat. When you put that in your mouth, it is going to slow you down. It's going to clog you up. I mean, sure, the sesame seeds, they're good for you, but not with all the oil,
not with this much
salt on it. And I just thought, this is so disappointing because so many people are running around, they're looking for something. Mm-hmm. Why not bananas? Why not fruit?
They don't have that at Farm and Fleet.
They don't have that anywhere, John. They don't have that anywhere. Now, that should be the future, where we check out and we get real food, real fuel. You want people to really shop at your store? Fuel them up. You want patients
to... There should be little bins, man, with apples and oranges. Mom, oh, wow, can I have an apple?
Seriously. Yeah.
We give them out at Halloween. Kids are like, they've never seen fruit before. Wow, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they come back. The parents are like, thank
you for giving us an apple. Wow, that's cool. What's that long yellow thing? That doesn't come in a Lunchable box. What is that?
It's just sad that we don't realize what... And for doctors, if you want more patients to... You want more patients? Mm-hmm. Start telling them what they can actually do to get healthy, because I can't tell you the amount of times we've gone to the doctor and I'm asking, what the hell is wrong with me? And they just have this dump. I could do a test. Okay, but for what? Mm-hmm. They were taught to give us tests. They were taught to prescribe. They weren't taught to get to the root cause, when all along we're asking, what's the root cause? What were you going to say?
Oh, these tests that they want to do are only because how the results come out. They know there's a pill they can give you for it.
That's exactly how it's set up, actually. You know?
I remember, I don't even know if I ever told you, I went to the doctor. I remember, it's been with me a long time, when just going through, you know, for a checkup or whatever. And it's like, I saw the chart. I'm like, morbidly obese. I was like, holy shit.
That hurts.
I need a different mirror because I don't see it like that. It's everybody true. Else, I look the same as everybody.
It's true, though. I mean, they know to write it down because...
It's a freaking concern.
It's a concern.
It's just...
But did he ask you what your diet was?
None of that.
How about your lifestyle?
No, I never went back.
Let me ask you guys out there, for your doctor, I mean, of course, if you have a lifestyle medicine doctor, you'll get these questions. Yeah. But if your doctor isn't asking you what your diet looks like, your activity, your sleep, your stress management techniques,
how's your stress?
And if you have support.
Right.
If they're not asking you that, I'm going to just say, get a new doctor.
That's right.
Which I'd like to recommend, you know, lifestyle medicine doctor. But there's,
that
sucks that people are going through that, because I know how that feels.
Well, seriously, by 1980 through the 90s, it was like a calorie and carb war, you know. You guys remember Snack Wells? That was the only reason I went to Weight Watchers with her, because I knew afterwards I could buy the little green box. I knew that, right?
All of that stuff.
Now I can just gorge myself with some shit that's
good
for me.
It was like blowout for the weekend.
The worst.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Then they got the candies that make you fart.
Papa John's and vodkas.
They got,
shit, yeah.
Oh, man. No,
and then you don't eat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
It would be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, complete water.
Oh, just,
you know.
Because Wednesday night after work, I know we're going to be the Weight Watchers meeting.
Yeah, I would start. There would be that at night. There would be that in the morning. Like, I took the kids, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I've went to a Weight Watchers meeting in every single town.
You probably shit yourself, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go with. That was probably shortly after I saw that my report at the doctor. I was like, oh shit.
See what I mean?
I'm going with.
And then I would feel so shamed when I went back, because I had to weigh in, you know, kind of in front of everybody.
And it's like, dude, you know, it's like, oh yeah, everybody's like, they got a whole nother table there. You take all your shit and your shoes and your coat and everything. People are taking their bras off, man.
Dropping
my shoes off.
They were not, but it did feel like that. I mean,
you're about to weigh in at like a WWF or something.
It was like, I'm going to wear my lightest clothes, and all the mental games that I would play for what? It wasn't getting me healthy. Mm. If getting thin was about being healthy,
No thin people have heart attacks, do they? Just the mentality of what has gone on in this world.
Listen, and Julie even told me when I was talking to her a little bit, she's like, oh, what are you going to talk about? I said, diet culture. She's like, oh my gosh. She was telling me that in the service, like enlisting her husband, if anybody was overweight, they would give them amphetamines.
Oh.
See what I mean?
All right.
Like, what the heck? Diet culture, and that was a big deal. But nobody is at, because there's that. That's money.
That's just crazy.
And that's not cool. So we were part of it.
So they stopped with the amphetamines, right? And they just make bigger uniforms now?
I don't know. Okay. But this is what I mean. But
that's just messed up. Nobody still, why don't they just feed them right? Teach them how to eat right?
It's no money in that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to change. We're not looking to make money. We're looking to make people get healthy. Speaking of which, if anybody would like to make a donation at plantspiration.org,
yeah.
This mission is, of course, led by our members, yep, who are a big part of this community and this grassroots movement of people coming together through a lifestyle medicine program to prevent, reverse, and treat disease. Any donations are greatly appreciated. We have a doctor referral program, and mm-hmm, veterans are free. So any donations made go right back into the Plantspiration community and helping save, yep, more lives.
That's right. It all goes into one big pot. Donations, members, it's, all this stuff.
It's a whole pay it forward.
We volunteer our time to help get this message out, and your excellent coaching.
Thank you. We have
and my cool ass cooking skills on Wednesday night,
which I was gonna say, if you're interested in taking a free Eat Your Plants Off nutrition education and cooking class, which is entertaining and educational, you can email us at team@plantspiration.org for a free class. Mm-hmm. We want to inspire everybody to eat their plants off and learn how to get healthy through nutrition. Diet culture is a lie.
Yes.
It is a lie. It kept me sick. It kept my family sick. It messed up how I raised my kids around being healthy and what healthy looked like. And I just want to inspire more people to actually get their health back, be freed from dieting. And like I said, this episode is brought to you by Plantspiration members, the real MVPs behind this movement. And when you join Plantspiration, you crush it. Let's actually do the Plantspiration Health Report while we're going.
Should we? All right.
And then we'll get back to some of this. I wanted to talk about the health models.
Let's do it.
Because that's overwhelming.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
People need to know. Lifestyle medicine is the way to go.
That's right.
So last week's Plantspiration Health Report, we were down 1,877 mm-hmm pounds. You know why? Because these guys are showing up to the Eat Your Plants Off nutrition and cooking classes.
That's right.
They're being coached with a lifestyle medicine approach. They're in this amazing community support, mm-hmm, live Saturday support group, live coaching throughout the week. They're actually out there being the inspiration the world needs to see. And man, it is a holiday weekend.
It is.
And
it is.
Everybody's showing up yesterday.
I'm telling you.
Talking about bringing their fruit bowls and talking about their whole food plant-based dishes that they go on out of town and they're bringing their food and everybody's eating it.
It's awesome.
We got people traveling around the world eating their plants off.
With their food. They didn't just make coolers for beer.
No, they're actually learning how to make this a lifestyle and not a diet. There is no shame in this game. So this week's Plantspiration Health Report, because people just keep showing up, that's the win.
Most certainly.
But there are bonuses like these metrics right here that I'm just excited about.
Excited too. I mean, the weight, we're at 1,885.
Let's hear Plantspiration members. I didn't even have a good tune there, but
that's awesome.
Love of crushing it.
That's right.
Thank you guys for getting healthy.
It's not all about the weight. I mean, people see, and I see it. People are losing weight because then they're checking, and even when they're not, they're noticing, hey, my clothes are looser. And not if it's not weight, but they'll measure. They're like inches are down.
Always. They're always looking
for the
wind.
Stuff's moving around. I'm telling you, the winds are there. People are sleeping better. People are breathing better, feeling lighter. They're just more of a clear mind, more energy. I hear that from so many people. Everybody's so like more many. Energy, more energy, energy, more energy.
Yeah.
Because you're getting more nutrients and oxygen to farther and farther deeper inside your body, to more cells, like in a quicker transfer rate. I mean, it's fantastic.
So your brain is working better on plants.
And your brain.
That's evidence-based. I mean, don't make me pull out the Dean Ornish study again. I'm reversing Alzheimer's, which is also known to be like a type 3 diabetes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people are so worried about their brain. There is not going to be a pill and there's not going to be a diet for it. It's going to be this lifestyle. Eating this way and is a way to prevent, treat, and even reverse early stages of Alzheimer's. Now, just think about that right there.
Very well said.
I mean, that's enough for me to be Now, that's not about weight.
No, the Plantspiration members are crushing it.
That's about the lifestyle. Yep. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's how they're doing it. This isn't a diet.
No, they keep coming back. You know, that's the thing, too. This isn't some six-week program. We're not going to give you a menu to follow because that's not the lifestyle medicine approach. This approach is working with behavior changes to make healthy habits that stick for a lifetime. Exactly. This is what people are learning over here. It's a, you can't go to the gym and watch everybody work out and be like, wow, my muscles are getting bigger.
Man, I feel it.
You know, look at the things that people are going through in here. And then it's so inspiring for others to be listening in and going, man, I thought I was alone in this and my husband was a meat eater or this was going on. We're not shaming anybody. We're just helping you get yourself healthy.
I mean, a lot of people, you know, they're still dealing with that.
Yeah.
You know, where they're on this path. They want to get healthier sometimes. Their spouses aren't into it.
That's the majority.
So
your spouse wasn't into going to Weight Watchers with you. Your spouse wasn't into joining Jenny Craig. We get it.
Yeah.
It's not that I want you to think about this as another join or another thing, but this is going to be the last thing you ever join.
Exactly. That was the thing.
This was like,
I saw it. It was like Weight Watchers. Okay. You did. Oh, drop weight or whatever. Oh, what is this? Jenny Craig. Oh, let's do that for a while. Oh, wow. What's this? Some meals that come to the house. Wow. Let's try that. In between each one, it was like back to Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Try something else, back to Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Try South Beach, whatever, back to Weight Watchers.
Man, we spent a lot of money on that stuff.
I know.
I didn't realize.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
Sorry.
And then, seriously, was like, all right, this is another one. Let's just go. Let's do it. And
diet culture is alive.
There's no leaving because this isn't a diet. It's not over with.
They're not teaching anybody how to break free of this system. So think about that for a minute. Our goal,
they've been trying to bury this system.
Very much. Our goal is to, we say it every week, to be free from dieting.
That's right.
We want you to live your healthiest lifestyle. We want you to get out there and be enjoying things.
Yeah.
We don't want you thinking of food every day. We want you to be free of it. That's the kind of stuff that you hear when you're with me, when we're coaching.
You think your food on one day, kind of plan it out. Make a plate of potatoes or a pot of rice or this or that, and you know there's veggies there, and go live your life.
If you're still wondering like how to get, you know, your brain to work better or your body to hurt less.
Rice and beans.
Yeah, it's plantspiration, baby. Let's get into the evidence-based, you know, program that actually helps people live longer, think better, feel better, get happier, and quit dieting.
That's right.
You're not going to find this in a pill. You're going to find it in plantspiration.
Seriously.
Health models or what were you talking
let's
about?
Think about?
No, you
health
said
models.
Like we were into the low calorie stuff. Like that was also important.
Yeah, but I mean, like 2000s to now is it's still the rebranded. We're still dieting.
They just keto,
new words, clean
Atkins.
Eating,
yeah,
cheat days, macros. The newest thing though, biohacking. Right?
Oh yeah, take something. Mm-hmm. It'll be the fix. Like that thing I told you she was posting. Like this will help my skin be better or my. About collagen production. And
yeah. Well, I mean, they're all like that. You know, take this pill. I mean, it's just getting more and more and more like.
It's not helping and there's no evidence behind it.
Still, nobody's learning how to eat. Whatever you're doing, as soon as you stop, it's coming back. All right. The bad health is on your heels if you're not learning how to eat right.
Here's something to think about. What am I over here doing on my mission when I'm like, okay, I gotta help these people be free from dieting, get healthy. That's what this is all about. Now,
learning a real understanding of what the hell it is.
The cause, to get to the root cause. Mm-hmm. Our goal, our mission is to educate, motivate, and inspire people to get to the root cause, which is diet.
That's right.
And lifestyle for preventing and reversing disease. Whereas conventional medicine, okay, the standard system used in hospitals, clinics, doctors, offices, their goal is to diagnose and to treat with drugs or surgery. And they focus on symptom management. High blood pressure, take a pill. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Often reactive, not root cause focused. Whereas lifestyle medicine, this is our jam. You know what I mean? Their goal is to prevent, treat, and even reverse chronic disease using behavior change, okay? The focus is nutrition, movement, sleep, substance avoidance, and, of course, community connection. Whole foods, plant-based, sleep, coaching to reverse type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stuff like that. It's the medicine people can live with, not just take. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Food is medicine.
The food is thy medicine, and the medicine is thy food. Boom.
Write that down.
That was so great.
Everybody's just so great. Then there's functional medicine. And this is where things start, you know, people don't realize they're bringing in, you know, when I'm working with people, I always say, this is a health model. So pay attention. Most likely your doctor is not going to be aware of this health model because they were not taught it. Functional medicine is heavy on testing, supplement heavy approaches to finding the root cause, but they never get down to it. So their goal is to address the chronic illness by analyzing the bodily systems. And we've been through that where it's like the loads of tests and the masses of numbers, which are led to you need to
have more money in your pocket to pay for all that shit.
Yeah. Tests and protocols like GI mapping, food sensitivities, inflammation. Been there, done that, went through all that. None of them actually helped me reverse disease or get to the root cause. But man, did it cost money.
Yeah, and then you got screwed up. Like then it was like, oh, you need this hormone, you need that hormone. You're like,
gosh,
I'm like falling apart here.
It she was breaking us and it messed up my body so bad. I have never gone through anything. Not only was I dealing with chronic illness, it was one of the lowest points of my life of this is not working. Yeah. So I jumped to then a naturopathic, you know, that's another form. You know, some are doctors of naturopathy. Some, you know, the training is all over the place. Mm-hmm. Evidence-based can be hit or miss with this too, though. You know what I mean? I'm not dissing any of these things. We went through all of them. Then there's integrative medicine. It's a whole another model.
Yeah. You only know what you learn. And if you learn something that's not exactly right, it's not your fault, really.
Exactly. That can be a little holistic, not always lifestyle based, you know, mind, body, spirit, standard treatment, acupuncture, supplements. And I love acupuncture. Mm-hmm. I incorporate some of that. You know what I mean? That has helped me tremendously.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got a little nerve action going on and your back's thrown out.
There's Ayurveda. There's an Ayurveda method. You know what I mean?
Darth Vader.
No, it is, you know, some, it may lack modern scientific validation in parts of it. You know what I mean? But there's all these different models, traditional Chinese medicine. There's many different, that's a 2,000-year-old system, balancing energy, using time-tested therapies. So lots of cool stuff. Chiropractic care. You know, some are evidence-based, some are not. Focusing on adjustment. Some are just bone crackers. Yeah, alignment. But, you know, you do hear some of them saying, like, no dairy. So they're almost there. But it's like if you're still eating meat and the evidence is out that this promotes disease, I'm not into it.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Just, each one gets a little bit of the information.
Yeah.
But not, like, enough to put it all together because they wouldn't be making money then.
Exactly. There's just many ways, but there's a lot of models out there. Some want to sell you supplements, others want to run you labs into the ground, but only lifestyle medicine is grounded in evidence, rooted in behavior change and designed to actually help you heal, not hack, not manage, but heal.
Heal.
So heal. I hope that helps bring some understanding to what was very confusing to me.
Right.
And very overwhelming. And nobody, since the day I was born, when it was around, lifestyle medicine, ever once told me about it, told me where to find it, or told me how to do it. Even though I asked every single one of these doctors that I had seen, hey, what is the root cause of this? Like, why is this happening to me? Why am I so sick? Why am I so diseased, riddled with chronic disease? Not one of them asked about my diet or my lifestyle.
Well, because the inside of your body is coated with animal fats and cholesterol and stuff. And, you know, your body can't get into oxygen and nutrients like it should. So it's running like shit.
There's a perfect explanation.
But in a nutshell, diet culture is a lie.
It is a lie. And it's what kept us sick for so long. And it kept us confused and overwhelmed. And it's run and embedded with a lot of these health models. You know what I mean? Just like the standard health model of they're in hospitals. We're starting to see some changes thanks to the Physicians Committee and, you know, lots of
these are the changes and the growing pains and stuff that how it went through with the smoking. I mean, it's always referred back to as the smoking.
And smoking was in hospitals.
Yeah.
And you'd have a surgery and they'd bring you
planes.
Exactly.
Everywhere you could smoke. Doctors recommended it. Oh, you should smoke a Lucky Strike instead. It's a little better for your throat.
So
how about don't smoke at all?
I was just going to say
about that.
And I get it. Not everybody's going to give up eating animals.
No, but they were getting their pockets stuffed from the cigarette companies.
I want people to understand, if is what you're eating making somebody money, or is it making you sick? Mm-hmm. Or are you still thinking that eating chicken is something that's good for you? Because that's diet culture, and that's a lie. Eating chicken is not healthy for you. Okay, so that's an easy one to look up too. Put it on the grill, you're just increasing, you know, your risk for cancer.
Yeah.
There's things going on that they're not making money by telling you, you're going to get sick if you eat this chicken. You know, did you know that this is a class one carcinogen at the deli?
It's such a slow, like, suicidal pace of eating all the animals. They finally get you in the end.
I mean, honestly.
The animals, right?
But then when you look at the evidence, is what we saw and what we were so inspired by, the Blue Zones.
I feel so much healthier, you know, just giving that up inside now, like, wow.
None of them are dieting over there.
Good. I feel good health-wise. I feel good in consciously in my brain. Like, mm-hmm. I feel free.
I feel it.
Free!
You know what I mean? Okay, look at Dan Buettner's work.
Yeah.
On the Blue Zones. Mm-hmm. And nobody's dieting over there. They're not restricting. No. They're living. They're loving. They're community-bound.
They're active.
They're active.
Big time.
They're gardening. They're doing stuff that is the farthest thing from diet culture over there.
Yeah.
And that's, they're living. And we want to see people living. We just did do you think, I'm just asking you on the spot.
No.
I'm really?
Probably not.
Too much?
What, another bike ride?
I'm just saying.
I have so much work to do.
Okay.
I got an install tomorrow at the medical company. So why do you think I took Monday off? Just to hang out?
I know.
For a bike ride?
No,
maybe tomorrow if I can. I'm off the whole day. I'm going to try to get in early.
You're off
tomorrow? I'm off tomorrow.
Okay. We got stuff to do, though. That's
extra long weekend. Yeah, here.
We're not done.
For long weekends.
We're not done. We're about done. Weekend. We still have stuff to do, and we are just really excited that everybody keeps coming in here and listening to this. I just want to mention, by the way, we are at 47,000. 846 followers on YouTube. Can you believe it?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You guys are awesome. That's amazing. Holy
we want to absolutely thank you guys. This is what gets us in here. You know, I was, like I said, we're a little burnt out. It's a lot going on, and there's going to be a lot more going on in the next couple weeks. But we are excited to know that you guys are in here listening to us, and you're getting inspired to eat more fruits and vegetables. And I really hope that everybody has a plan for this week to take good care of yourself. The evidence is out. And we're showing everybody how it can be done, and we can have fun at Plantspiration.
Get in here,
you know, learn how to eat your plants off, enjoy a community that's supportive. There's no shame and there's no game at Plantspiration. It's truly people freeing themselves of diet.
For sure. Living life.
And we want you guys to go live your life. We hope you have a great day. Eat your plants off. Do you have anything to say before we go?
Yeah, like, follow, share, and thank you very much for being here.
Yes. All right. See you guys next week. We're going to keep on educating, motivating, and inspiring people to get their life back too. Thank you.
That's right. See ya.